This week in 86, a poignant farewell after the radio victory licence for Portsmouth wasn't renewed.
The time is 11:59. Radio Victory has approximately 1.5 minutes left to live. And when you hear the chimes coming from the Portsmouth Guildhall clock, the time will be 12 midday.
The last moments of Victory paving the way for the new licensee for the South Coast.
Radio Victory has decided to cease broadcasting in advance of the expiry date of its local radio franchise. From mid-October, the independent local radio service for Portsmouth and Southampton will be provided by a new company, Ocean Sound.
The 40th anniversary celebrations for commercial radio continue, and this week, it's Nottingham. Radio
Trent. Billy Paul, July, July, July. Along with that. Good morning, sleepyheads. How are you this morning? Weather today, continuing mainly dry, sunny periods, becoming warm this afternoon. Temperatures nearing 24 degrees centigrade, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Now that's nice, that really is.
I can take you through the day on Radio Trent, but it's important to realise that our music policy, in fact our programming policy, doesn't vary all that much from one point of the day to another. We are a radio station, we're not a series of separate programmes happening to go out on the same wavelength. So people, certainly through the day, tend to do the same kind of things.
Radio Trent's first programme controller, Bob Snyder, at the start of that station 40 years ago this week, is now part of Capital East Midlands. But commercial radio very nearly didn't happen at all anywhere. This week in 1962, the Pilkington Report was published. I have a copy here. And it says that Britain's third national TV channel should be awarded to the BBC, of course. And the BBC should also have local radio, so we didn't have to bother with any commercial radio either. 1994 now, and Radio 1 is closing down its AM transmitters and becoming 1FM.
All Radio 1 programmes on AM 1053 and 1089 now revert to FM. Please adjust your sets, OK? Adjust your sets right now. That's all Radio 1 programmes on AM 1053 and 1089 will now revert permanently to FM between 97 and 99. Please adjust your sets.
21 years ago this week, and Radio 1 says farewell to the wave band on which it built its reputation. This week in 1968 saw the arrival of BBC Radio Durham, part of the plan for 9 local radio experiments, but that station only lasted 4 years.
And don't forget to tune in to the Radio Durham Garden Party this afternoon at 2:30 for the formal opening of the station by the Secretary of State for Education, the Right Honourable Edward Short.
Radio Durham launching this week in 1968. It was the 8th station to come on air. What a great theme tune this is, isn't it? Dum-de-dum. Great stuff. Come on, Ted, you're on.
My view, and that of the government, if local radio is not to be truly local and is not making a contribution to the local community life, it isn't worth doing.
Ted Short. But when the government restricted the BBC to 20 local radio stations in 72, the corporation closed Durham and transferred that operation to Radio Cumbria. Talking of great theme tunes, Radio 4 got a great new SIG this week 42 years ago. It was called the Skipping Theme. The Skipping Theme, which started the day on Radio 4 from this week in 1973. It lasted 5 years before the UK theme arrived, which was also by the same arranger, and that chap was also behind this too. He ought to put a little snippet of that in the UK theme, shouldn't he, quite frankly? Manx Radio was the first licensed commercial station on the British Isles. It launched this week in 1964.
Paul Burnett for the Top of the Morning show this morning. This is Manx Radio. And hi there, a very good morning indeed from yours truly, Peter Neal. Welcome to Sunday Morning Suntime, the time on the chime. It's 11 o'clock.
It happened in the Isle of Man because we, that is to say my stepfather Dick Mayer and myself, together with others, decided that we wanted to do a demonstration of what proper local British local radio could sound like.
John Grierson speaking to me there from Manx Radio, which launched from a caravan this week 41 years ago. So, with the resignation of John Reith 77 years ago...
And I myself broadcast those from my ordinary telephone.
Sing Something Simple, beginning on the Light programme 56 years ago. Ed Stewart's final Radio 2 afternoon show 16 years ago. Capital Disney closing 8 years ago.
Just as you're growing up and making new friends, starting at new schools, colleges and universities, so are we.
Radio Luxembourg moving to its famous 208 wavelength 64 years ago.
This is Radio Luxembourg on our new frequency, 208 metres on the medium wave band.
Chris Evans dismissed by Virgin 14 years ago.
I think Virgin Radio is probably the jewel in the crown of all of it. It has to be.
Woman's Hour moving to Radio 4 42 years ago after 27 years on the Light programme and Radio 2.
We wanted to get people onto the programmes, not just professors and people who could read a good script.
And the end of Needle Time. Of Needle Time. Of Needle Time. Of Needle Time. Of 25 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments.